we have breaking news. Surveillance camera footage from billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's Pedo Island purportedly shows young children being locked in rooms, raped, tortured, cannibalized, eaten, and murdered. Still images from this surveillance footage are now available on the World Wide Web. And it is our understanding that the actual video footage itself is also available on what is known as the Dark Web. We'll make it clear why that may be important to you in just a little bit. But first, this footage, which was leaked apparently from an FBI informant who prefers to remain anonymous, shows these children in horrific circumstances, being locked in rooms, being raped by several individuals, being tortured, and unbelievably being cannibalized. And you'd probably wonder, why would this video footage even be available if Jeffrey Epstein, the 65-year-old billionaire convicted pedophile and registered sex offender, did not want this information to become available, not to have himself put in any sort of legal entanglement, criminally, civilly, or otherwise? Why would he even have this footage? Why would he have surveillance cameras available to film this type of activity going on his island? Well, the reason is because he was using that footage as blackmail against the people who he invited to his island to participate in sexual activities with underaged children. He was using it as a form of blackmail to be able to control them. Well, apparently, this footage did get out. It eventually made it into the hands of the authorities, apparently, the Federal Bureau of Investigation among them. But so far, nothing has been done to Jeffrey Epstein other than the original conviction for having sex with an underage girl, for which he was convicted and for which he is now a registered sex offender and convicted pedophile. Why aren't these images and this video footage being used to further prosecute him, as well as those captured within that video footage and the still images which have been made available? We will make all of that clear to you in a moment, and then tell you why we can only show you the still images from this surveillance footage, and where you might be able to actually see the full surveillance camera footage on the internet. What you're about to see and what you're about to hear is almost unbelievable, but it is true. And the truth is about to be unsealed. Surveillance camera footage of underground rooms at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion on his private island features abused children locked in rooms. The 65-year-old Epstein is a billionaire and convicted pedophile who owns a private island known as Pedo Island, a favorite hotspot for Hollywood and D.C. elites. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Epstein managed somehow to become a billionaire. He worked as an options trader at Bear Stearns early in his career, and then formed his own financial management firm, J. Epstein & Company, managing the assets of clients with more than $1 billion in net worth. The FBI received accounts from about 40 underage girls who said they had been molested by Epstein. Despite this, in 2008, The government agreed to allow Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting prostitution from an underage girl under Florida state law, for which he served 13 months in prison. He is a registered sex offender. On April 3rd of this year, QAnon posted a message on the alt-media message board 8chan with an overhead photo of Epstein's pedo island and an allusion to tunnels and rooms underneath the island of pure evil. The Ray Chandler Instagram link that you see here is now gone. For that matter, Ray Chandler, a casting director, has taken her Instagram account private. The alt-media chatter is that her Instagram and Tumblr accounts contain many disturbing images of children. Fortunately, 8chan netizens took a screenshot of the Ray Chandler Instagram pic and some of the comments. These images are from surveillance camera footage of underground rooms. Someone enhanced the images of channels 10 and 14, revealing children. Some say the images show cannibalism. In this video, uploaded to YouTube on October 11th, 2016, the narrator claims Jeffrey Epstein has a video of Bill Clinton raping 13-year-old girls.
The entire U.S. presidential election is nearing an explosive crisis over a secretly made Israeli intelligence video recording showing former President Bill Clinton raping a 13-year-old girl that Hillary Clinton has kept hidden from public knowledge with help from the American propaganda mainstream media, but by her embroiling Donald Trump in her husband's sex crimes now threatens it being released. The video recording of Bill Clinton raping this 13-year-old girl was created engineered by Israel's Institute for Intelligence and Special Operations clothing shop network, whose main organizer facilitator is the international money man of mystery, Jeffrey Epstein.
Interestingly enough, Bill and Hillary Clinton were filmed recently on board a commercial flight without any security detail, reading a book about child abuse. Recently, the former president and former secretary of state boarded a commercial flight at the Delta terminal at Reagan International Airport in Washington, D.C. It is unknown why Bill and Hillary were flying commercial, but the video of the Clintons on a commercial flight quickly went viral on social media and created a lot of buzz as to why the elite political family chose to fly among average Americans and deplorables instead of chartering a private plane as they usually do. Two separate videos of the Clintons were posted by unknown passengers. The first video was filmed near the ticket counter at the Delta terminal at Gate 20 in Washington, D.C. In the video, Hillary can be seen standing in the corner with two men, avoiding all possible interaction with other passengers, while Bill is standing next to the ticket counter, taking a selfie with a young boy. In the second video, which appears to be filmed by a different passenger, Bill and Hillary Clinton can be seen sitting in their seats on a commercial flight without any security detail. Hillary is wearing sunglasses on the plane, avoiding eye contact with passengers, while Bill can be seen reading a copy of Crimson Lake, a book about the sexual assault and abduction of an underage girl. Bill's choice of literature quickly caught the attention of people on social media, who drew a connection between the plot of the book and Bill Clinton's association with registered sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who often travels with the Clintons on his private plane. Besides being tied to a registered child sex predator and other accused sexual predators, such as Anthony Weiner, Kevin Spacey, and Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton himself has always been surrounded in controversy regarding the numerous women who have accused the former U.S. president of sexual assault and rape, which spurred the creation of the Bill Clinton is a Rapist movement during the 2016 presidential campaign. people took to the internet to speculate as to why Bill and Hillary, who are multimillionaires, would choose to fly commercial and without Secret Service, given that they are both under political scrutiny and constantly surrounded in political controversy. Given that the Clintons are known to fly on private planes, many social media users asked whether or not the Clintons' assets have been frozen, which may be a reason why they publicly downgraded their travel accommodations. Despite being two of the most despised and recognizable individuals in American politics, it doesn't appear that the Clintons were publicly confronted or questioned by any of the passengers at the airport or on the plane. The footage of the alleged abuse of children at Jeffrey Epstein's private island is said to now be in the hands of the FBI. If this is true, why has nothing been done about it? Quite simply, because documents released by the FBI pertaining to Clinton-connected pedophile Jeffrey Epstein show that the known child predator had a professional relationship with then-FBI Director Robert S. Mueller. Court documents show Epstein provided information to the FBI as agreed upon. Case agent advised that no federal prosecution will occur in this matter as long as Epstein continues to uphold his agreement with the state of Florida. A Twitter user posted this heavily redacted document from the FBI files. The FBI recently released files which show that Epstein clearly cut a deal with Mueller's FBI to avoid prosecution, though it is unclear from the heavily redacted documents what crime he was charged with. Mueller has been appointed special counsel to investigate alleged collusion between the Donald Trump presidential campaign and the Russian government. The investigation is now well into its second year.